should have.
Two steps higher.
Before Paul plays, who's my new friend, I guess. My name is Alan. A lot of you probably don't know me because I don't recognize a lot of you. But so this whole event is a benefit not just for BC Central, but for something called the Living Room. And a few of the bands talked about what that is. And I want to tell you a little bit more about my experiences with the Living Room and what's happening now to reopen the venue. So the club was founded in 1993. In Goleta, and it's pretty much always been in Goleta. And it existed as a nonprofit organization for about 10 years, and is a place where bands and artists and people come together in a drug and alcohol-free environment. So basically, the volunteer club, volunteer-run club, drug and alcohol-free, all ages, all the time. It existed for about 10 years, had to close down in around 2003 because the building that they're in over on Fairview, the owners decided to do something else with the club, or do something else with the building. So the club was looking for another place to be. Nothing really happened. So over those years, efforts to find a new building, find a new home for the club have really just not happened. So Rudy and myself and a few others have been looking for a new building and trying to get efforts going again to revitalize this nonprofit organization, to find a new place for the club, and be able to do more events like this in a consistent place that's always drug and alcohol free, always volunteer run, and open for anybody who wants to come and be part of it. And so I just want to thank all of you for being here and supporting it. I've got, after Paul plays, I've got a little sign-up sheet if you want to be on the email list. Our main goal right now is to acquire nonprofit status again, which we're actually not too far away from. Probably one of the biggest hurdles right now is just being able to financially be able to do that. We have an attorney who's working for us pro bono to do some of the paperwork, and he discovered that we owe about $1,600 to the IRS and $500 to the state of California. And after we're done with that and get the paperwork in, then we're good to go. And there are actually some buildings that I'm looking at right now and that we can pursue and actually have a place for us, by us. So thank you for your support, and check in with me if you have any more questions. Woo! Want
it's always fun to follow a speech. Okay. My name is Paul Barabo. I just played a few days ago. The words that
sang on a track that you wrote on a record that I lost when I moved 2 years ago. But it all came back loud and clear, and it made me sad. I miss that band. The notes that you played all at once, then one after another. The drums kicked in with the bass. Oh man, you guys sounded so good together. But it all came back loud and clear, and it made me sad. I miss that band. Maybe if I close my eyes, I'll be back in the Lansing basement, nodding my head while you rock. I wish now, just like I wish back then, that we'd never have to ever grow up. Yeah, but it all came back loud and clear, and it made me sad. I miss that band.
Took 2 hours to wake up today. Took 2 hours to wake up today. Took a half an hour to get into the shower. The shower took an hour. The hard work helps the time go by. Hard work helps the time go by. Girl I don't even know drive me crazy. Let a song on the radio make me cry. Some girl I don't even know drive me crazy. Hard work helps the time go by. Hard work helps the time go by. Took 2 hours just to get to sleep. Took me 2 long hours to get to sleep. I got a couple good hours before the bad dreams. The bad dreams don't let me get any sleep. The hard work helps the time go by. Hard work helps the time go by. Grand Haven, Michigan. Everybody loves it, right? Coast Guard City, USA. No one. World's largest musical fountain. Nobody. Michigan, and
could have died. I was so happy. I felt so crazy. I could have died. I went to the shore with you. We watched the storm roll. I saw clouds all full of lightning, flashing pink deep inside the clouds. I am broken wide open, bleeding everywhere. I am broken wide open, bleeding everywhere.
Song, we're like, ooh, yeah. It's gonna hit. It's gonna hit. They're gonna do it. But maybe they just forgot the last verse.
I went downtown with you. We snuck into the hotel pool. I saw rainbows round the street lights. I saw halos around everything. I am broken wide open, bleeding everywhere. I am broken wide open, bleeding everywhere. I am broken wide open, bleeding everywhere. I am broken wide open, bleeding everywhere.
We didn't have a community space for shows, and this is what you get. This is what happens. You get weirdos. No sense of community. No responsibility for anybody but myself. So this thing's a little out of tune. But this show's been really fun. Thanks for everyone who came, all the bands. Everyone was awesome. Mm-hmm. Yes. This is my new style. Just thought I'd think about it.
Give me all your reckless kisses. Give me all your sleepless nights. You keep calling me up now. You say that you love me, but how could that be true? How could that be true? Give me all your desperate weekends, yeah. Give me all your pointless fights. You keep messing me up now. You say that you love me, but how could that be true? How could that be true? Tonight, yeah, but I've had a bad feeling for most of be true? Oh, how could that be true? How could that be true?
Small robot here that can tune my thing for me.
Robots aren't screwed edge.
It interprets acoustic noise as electronic signal. And I adjust the frequency of the individual strings. That wasn't that bad. Okay, what's next? What's next? What? Anybody want to hear something in particular? Okay. Who's that?
Who's the judge?
So this song's about being friends with someone who's maybe a little bit crazy. I feel like that happens to a lot of us, or we are, you know what I mean. I wouldn't know. Summer was purring like a kitten, until the record needle started skipping. I was squeaking through the screen door in your kitchen. Yeah. Said, do you want to go downtown with me? Maybe stop by the library, and you rode by my side in your dad's old 10-speed. Felt like everything was finally perfect. Rode past the empty churches, but then I looked in your eyes, and they were anxious, and they were nervous under all the rolling clouds, over all the fields that surround, trap us in this tiny town. Yourself inside, I wanted to knock down the door, but instead I just leaned against the other side. Sometimes I feel like I still don't know you. Through all the stupid crap that we've been through, how many horror movies have we sat through? How many Sour Patch Kids? How many 2 liters of Mountain Dew? And I want to see you get through this. Feels like nothing I say makes any difference. When I left your house that night, I felt totally awful and selfish. Under all the rolling clouds, over all the fields that surround the stupid town. I did the wrong thing. Maybe I should have stayed. Maybe you were gonna feel better. Maybe. Maybe nothing would have changed. Now I just throw a movie in the VCR, fall asleep on the couch and wake up tired. I try my best not to miss you.
by a long time ago. Heard you inside playing piano, and I sat down on the front step. Listened through the window under
songs about my high school band, the Bushido Dragons. All our songs are free online too.
Yeah.
not too many people are checking them out. When I first wrote this song, I was like, and then I recorded it, and it was like 5.5 minutes long. So that's when I became punk. You just gotta save time. I shaved about 2 minutes off. I was working when I should have gone to school. I never got the hang of that college thing. Still pick up my guitar when cut it on the local scene. Still call up the guys when I roll into town. Run through the old songs for a laugh. Somebody always talks about setting up a show, but it never goes any farther than that. But only babies cry. Only babies cry. Only babies cry. This song is kind of about, mostly about this weird summer when I was in my early teens. A lot of my new albums about that for some reason. But I would go stay with my mom for like 2 or 3 weeks at a time. There's only so many weeks in the summer, but I go stay in this weird town, and I didn't really know. I had like one friend, but I'd like kind of hang around with him, and everybody would ask why he brought me places. Who's your friend? He's really sketchy. Who's your friend? He smiles all the time. He looks like a clown. Who's your friend? Is he a narc? But we used to hang out in this weird treehouse. I remember it was weird because I didn't know anybody. But you were just in this little tiny treehouse, so everybody's just talking like you're not there. I would just fall in love with everybody up there. Just sit like against the corner. They put in like Mustard Plug's first tape.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this tape sucks pretty bad. But it must be cool. These kids are so cool. It was Michigan, man. We had Mustard Plug way before, but yeah. When I first moved to this town, before we ever really met, I'd see you downtown hanging out. You were a diamond shining, you were unbelievable, you were almost blind. I mean, you were just so blue, cool. You were so blue, cool. What could I do? When I first moved to this town, you were always on my mind. I started running with the same crowd. You were different from the other kids. You were the only one with style. You were the crush I could never kiss. 'Cause you were just so blue, cool. You were so blue, cool. What could I do? Guitar solo. Writing you the same song, I keep getting it all wrong, just trying to remember you blue, cool. You were so blue, cool. What could I do? I've got a couple more. This is my really brooding song. Is that okay? Have I been playing for a long time? Nobody knows. It's 2:22. I keep track of where I'm from. So don't lose yourself, y'all. If you guys go out to Indiana, just false. You'll go to bed really early or something, I guess. Or late. I don't care what you go to bed. All I know is it's 2:22, I'm a little tired. Okay, so this is really brooding. I lived in this really small town, and this song was written specifically. Yeah, I'd see all these bands play. Most of them were Christian hardcore bands.
Yeah.
And they were really good too. Yeah, they didn't sound exactly the same. But it struck me, there's all these kids, everybody wants to be in a band. No one wants to talk about where they're from or anything that they're experiencing. They just want to talk about what the bands they like are talking about. So I wrote this song. This song is about Grand Haven, Michigan. It's only about Grand Michigan. It's Green Haven Core. I can't remember the first line. Oh yeah, there's a pier in Green Haven.
At the end of the pier, I can stare out at nothing. After the sun goes down, I just hear the waves crashing.
Lake Michigan, y'all.
I just hear the waves crashing. After everyone's gone, I plug my guitar in. But I can't think of a song, so I just smash on it. So I just smash on it. Way up on top of Five Mile Hill, I can see the whole city. I can look down on everyone, but no one can look at me. No one can look at me. Sometimes I try to write things down, but the words come out all wrong. When the words come out wrong, I just tear them apart. I just tear them apart.
Representing West Michigan for you guys, nobody else will. Just me and Mustard Plug. And Anthony Kiedis. Believe it or not. Yeah, acts all Californicated and whatnot. Anthony Kiedis is a Michigan boy, y'all. He'll try and fool you. His dad shops in the same CD store I do. I assume you guys have really loved Anthony Kiedis. Like, that's California's number one export. I sat next to a girl on a plane once who was reading Anthony Kiedis' biography.
Okay.
I tried to strike up a conversation. She really wasn't into it. Somebody reading Anthony Kiedis' biography. Maybe it was the tone of my voice. I just laughed. Okay.
To say that you are cute would be like saying that a strawberry is sweet, because a strawberry has secret flavors that are sharp and tart and red and deep. I would love to find you growing wild out by the woods. I would make a basket with the front of my t-shirt and take home as many of you as I could. And to say that you
I got really mad. I've been trying to really figure out why.
Because you're in Los Angeles.
It had something to do with privilege, and it had something to do with people wasting their lives.
Sounds like LA.
Yeah.
It had something to do with that. I don't remember exactly. It had something to do with feeling like you're screaming at a wall.
Yes.
And threat, my threat reference. I don't mind LA, I like putting my hands in those handprints. Other than that, what else do people do around there? It's hard to take a picture like that though, you have to be like. Doing this? I don't know. Whatever, LA. Santa Barbara, y'all. Okay. I wrote this song to remind myself that I'm not finished yet. It's easy to feel like, oh, okay, I'll just go, I'm done now. Whatever that means to you. I'm not done. Name 10 things you wanna do before you die and then go do them. Name 10 places you really wanna see before you die and then go to them. Name 10 books you wanna read before you die and then go read them. Name 10 songs you wanna hear again before you die, get all your friends together and scream them. Because right now, all you have is time, 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 yeah, but someday that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about. Think of all the things that are wrong with your life and then fix them. Think of all the things that you love about your life. Be thankful you are blessed with them. Think of all the things that hold you back and realize that you don't need them. Think of all the mistakes you have made in your life. Make sure that you never repeat them. Because right now, all you have is time, 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 yeah. Someday that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about. Name 10,000 reasons why you never want to die. Go and tell someone who might have forgotten. Try to list the endless reasons why it's good to be alive, and just smile for a while about them. Soon the sun will rise, and another day will come. But soon enough the sun will set, another day will be gone. And right now, all you have is time, 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 yeah, but someday that time will run out. That's the only thing you can be absolutely certain about. Played the other, at the place the other day. I don't remember what songs I played. I was trying to mix it up a little.
You did.
I mixed it up a little.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I played this one, but I'm just gonna play it again. This is it though. You guys have been awesome. Everybody's been awesome all night. There was a lot of sweating going on.
Yeah.
I saw people looking like they were gonna die. That's always good to see after the band stops, someone's just like, oh. We made it just that far. It's a good way to go out, though. Saw the lights from the police car splash across the front yard, dance across your t-shirt while we ran out the back door. I don't think my heart ever beat so hard before. I've never seen wild eyes like. Heard all the rumors about you, how you dropped out of high school with your beat up black Converse and your broken front tooth. Let them talk all they want, I don't care anymore, 'cause I've never seen wild eyes like. Say I was your best friend, I was just someone who would listen, but it was you and me all summer long down in your parents' basement. But that was years ago, we're not those kids anymore. I've still never seen wild eyes like yours. Thank you.
Sunsplitter. They're like alternative 90s rock, but they're really good. And if you all want to play soccer on Saturday,